falling short of your glory. I've gone my own way. I'm needing you to restore me. So believe me when I pray. Jesus, I need you. Desperately, I do. I need you. Desperately, I do. I'm turning from my own ways. Place my trust in you. Repenting of my sins, Lord. Please make me someone new. Jesus, I need you. Desperately, I do. I need you. Desperately, I do. I'm calling on your name, Lord. Jesus, I need you. Desperately, I do. For you are my Savior. Jesus, I need you. I do.
Born into a generational curse, destined for failure from the cradle to the hearse. Rejecting the truth, being blinded by a lie, living without a purpose, just wishing that I would die. A slave to my sin, trapped in iniquity. Hate in my heart, filled with hostility. Stuck in between a rock and that hard place. Believing in them suckers running in a paper chase. No peace in my life, no joy in my heart. Anything I try to build would steadily fall apart. Almost to the breaking point, just wishing that it would end. But right on time, Jesus Christ stepped in.
Jesus, I need you. Desperately, I do. I need you. Desperately, I do. Think what you want to think about me. Say what you want to say about me. Do what you want to do to me. I'm just calling on my Lord, cause I know that He hears me. Think what you want to think about me. Say what you want to say about me. What you wanna do to me now? Jesus, I need you. Desperately, I do.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for today. We pray your Spirit upon all of us in this room and all that are listening. Lord, we also pray your Spirit upon the gospel track ministry that is going on in this church and the world. We pray for strength for those who are to hand them out. That your message would reach the masses. thank you so much for the gift of your Son, who makes all of this even possible. Bless us today. And all God's people said, amen. It's really a pleasure to be here today. My name is Nathan Hughes, and I'm here with Mike Rios and his band, Jenny and Cody. And also, it's really good to be here with Alan, Kristen, and Brad. Brad, thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to do this today.
Thanks, Nathan. In the next 45 minutes, we're going to demonstrate how to use gospel tracts and encourage you to use them on a regular basis. We'll do this through relating personal stories, giving specific instructions, and sharing ideas for unique ways to distribute tracts. As we have first got started into giving out gospel tracts, and as you have or will, as you give out these gospel tracts as well, you're going to find that it's scary, intimidating. You'll be apprehensive and nervous. And Mark Cahill speaks a bit about this fear. He's got some good words. You'll want to check out Mark Cahill's website at markcahill.org. Mark Cahill says about fear, "When we share our faith, it is a win-win situation. If people accept what we say, we win. If we plant the seed of God's word, we win. And even if we are rejected, we win. The Bible says that when that happens, the Spirit of glory of God rests upon us, as shown in 1 Peter 4, verse 14. When we contend for the truth and are rejected, we are to rejoice and leap for joy. For great is our reward in heaven, as described in Luke 6, verses 22 and 23. It is a winning situation every single time that we share our faith." Now, that fear is reality, and those are some great words from Mark Cahill. But Alan, I'd like you to share, as you first started out giving gospel tracts, what was your experience? What were some of the things you felt?
When I would first go out, I would walk around the parking lot at the shopping center next to us, and I would walk and walk and walk and look for the right person. And the more I walked, the more fear I would have. I would become more and more fearful, thinking all these thoughts of what people might do, how they might react to it. And I found when I would just go ahead and give a track out, it was not that big a deal. It was easy.
All right. Kristen, do you have a story from when you first began giving out tracks?
Yes. At first, it's just very nerve-wracking because I think you're so more focused on yourself. What will people think of me? They think I'm a weirdo because I'm handing out religious literature or something. But one time, when we first started handing out tracts, a bunch of us were going down the street, and we had two girls and two guys, and we girls were just handing out the tracts and really not really wondering or seeing much fruit of the tracts, handing them out. And at the end of the day, we got together with our group and found out that two guys had handed out a tract, and oh yeah, someone had already received the tract. And it was a bus driver, and he was just about ready to go on shift, but he was struggling with wanting to take a drink. And he said, yeah, two girls gave us this tract. And in that same day, we found, kind of the result of handing out the tract. So it was pretty cool.
That is very cool. When I first started handing out tracts, a lot of times what I'd do is leave them anonymously. I'd go to a restaurant, leave it with a tip, maybe leave it in a public restroom or something like that when nobody was looking. And as I got a little more bold, I'd go up like to Taco Bell, and as I was driving off, we'd basically kind of almost throw a track through the window there and cruise off. But over time, I became a little more bold and would actually go face to face and put one in somebody's hand. And, you know, it And, you know, with the increased boldness over time, I was able to give a track and then actually move into a conversation about Jesus when those opportunities arose. I appreciate you sharing these stories about, you know, giving those tracks out and some of the fear that you had shared. We have found that there are some specific things that we can do to increase the likelihood of people taking tracks. And there were three of us that were passing out tracks at an arts festival in Fort Worth recently. In 3 hours, the three of us passed out 3,000 tracks. And so it's amazing how quickly you can go through them. This particular situation, there was a flow of people. I mean, it was awesome. It's like, you know, for distributing tracks, it was like a dream. And what I found to be especially helpful is to put the track right in front of somebody, not rudely at all, but right there, so it's right in front of them, and say, how are you doing today? Hey, you got a great smile. You having fun today? And just kind of giving their attention, just giving them a little bit of encouragement or just a hello. And people would take them. And if there was any hint of somebody flinching or you could tell they didn't want it, I mean, I'd take it away right away because I didn't want them to feel any kind of pressure. So those are some things that I found, you know, just as your people are walking by you, just greeting them, saying hello, it really makes a difference in the number of people that take the tracks. And Alan, I know that you've got something too that you do that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. I found that when you're coming up to someone, don't ask them, would you like one of these? Because there's a good chance they'll say no. Always say to them, did you get one of these? It kind of gets them curious, like, what is this? I'm missing out on something if I don't take this. So I found that always ask the question, did you get one of these? And I've went against my own rules one time when I was at a dealer's. I was buying a gift certificate for my wife, and I had bought a large gift certificate, so I thought this lady would, you know, want anything that I was going to, you know, give to her. When I said, would you like one of these to read at lunch? Right away, she said no. I went out the mall right after that. Did you get one of these? Everyone would take one. So always say, did you get one of these?
So yeah, because if you want one, then they're making a decision and they probably won't.
Exactly.
And if they haven't gotten one, they're going to say, no, I haven't. And the default tends to be that they take one, doesn't
yes.
it? Yeah, that's what I found as well. Yeah, so there's real fear as you begin doing this. And even with, you know, we've given out hundreds, even thousands of tracks, and there's still that fear. There's a fear of rejection. There's just a lot of fear that really is just coming within or even coming from the enemy, because we know fear is not of God. And there's some ways to increase that likelihood, like Alan shared. Did you get one of these? You know, because most people don't want something that they don't know what it is. Now, there's a lot of different ways that we can give out tracks. And Alan, if you would share just a couple of different ways that you do it, you know, kind of some creative.
Right. I'm a truck driver, so I'm all over the place. I have many places that I can just simply put one in a restroom, on the countertop sink. Also, the boxes that they have, the free boxes, where the information for where I'm at, there's a lot of casinos. So they're advertising for the casino. So I'll slip gospel tracks in those. So when the people take those out, they're opening it up, and what falls out but a gospel track. Different creative ways. I know Kristen has a couple ways here that's really, really good.
Yeah, a couple of things. If you're handing out the Ten Commandment coin, you can put those in a lot of interesting places, like the coin return in the telephone, the coin-operated telephones. If you go to hotels, we usually stuff all the Bibles and the Gideon books with the gospel tracts too. Just anywhere where you think people are going to be, just leave them around because people will pick them up.
Great. Yeah, I've found a list of different places you can leave gospel tracts. This is in a book written by Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort. It's called The School of Biblical Evangelism. You can get it at livingwaters.com. And we get a lot of our tracks from Living Waters. They've got some very good creative and funny tracks. And some of these we've heard already, but they suggest some places being at payphones, in shopping carts, in closed pockets and stores, in letters to loved ones, with a generous tip, on seats in restaurant lobbies, with fast food employees, cashiers, and gas station workers, in restrooms, at rest areas, on ATM machines and bank counters, in envelopes with bill payments, in elevators, on hotel dressers for the maid, on ice machines, on newspaper racks, in waiting rooms of doctors' offices and hospitals, on seats at airports, subways, and bus stations, with flight attendants and cab drivers, in plain seat pockets, inside magazines, in cabs, in laundromats. And so there's just some beginnings of some ideas, and there you'll find that it's kind of fun. You really think about, how can I get a gospel tract to somebody? And I don't know about you, but I would be really frustrated with all these credit card offers. Like, I have one, and that's all I need. And so sometimes we get three or four offers a day. It's crazy. But now we really enjoy these offers, especially when they have an envelope in it that's postage paid, and all you have to do is send that letter back without a stamp. So we'll put them all, you know, we'll open up our junk mail, stick all those envelopes on a shelf, and we'll put a stamp on if we need to, but we really appreciate it when they've been, you know, they've been good enough to pay that postage for us. And so then we'll sit down and stuff them with tracts, put some Ten Commandment coins in there, and off they go. So that's a lot of fun. And something our family can do too. We got our kids involved. We also have tracts at our front door. So people that come by, they get a tract. Especially great, you know, if you have some people come by that are trying to kind of push a religion on you that they feel very strongly about, and you can just say, hey, you know, thanks, I'll take that, and I'd like you to have this gift. And it's funny, because when you may say, I'd like you to have this gift, people are like, thank you. And if they're well-written tracts, if they're attractive, people will even ask for more. A friend of mine had relayed to me an experience when she was in McDonald's. And she gave, she had a bunch of million-dollar tracts. And there was the person at the cash register, and they were training somebody. So there were two people right there. So she gave them each one after she had paid for her meal. And someone else at one of the other counters like, hey, you know, what'd you get there? And so she gave two more out to people at the counter. Well, then the cook found out about it. He's like, well, what's going on up there? And so she was giving them more tracts to give to all the employees there at McDonald's. And then the guy behind her said, can I have one of those? So there's a guy in line, and she gives him a tract. And she's like, wow, that was like really cool. So she sits down with her family, and they're about to eat their meal. And this guy comes up to her that was in line, and he said, I'd like to talk with you about this. He says, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. And so she's like, oh, great, this is not going to go well. And I'm here with my family. What do I do? We're here to have family time. And so God prompted her to go talk to this guy. So she went to his table with him, talked 45 minutes, and he was just really interested in everything she had to say. So that's just one of many stories that I've become aware of, and you know, I've had plenty of personal experiences, but that's a particularly neat story in that a very significant conversation came out of that by someone who's of a particular faith that tends not to, for the most part, really listen, mostly speaking and trying to prove stuff. And this particular person was very interested in my friend's understanding of who Jesus Christ is.
We even saw last night, Brad, when there were five teenagers around the table, and as soon as you gave one of them the gospel tract, they all wanted one. You know, they wanted to be included. So there was five more that were handed out like that. And then they wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. And then, Yeah, I think maybe you and Carl were talking with them when I came up. Is that the teenagers you're talking about? They actually, Carl's walking by. I'm getting some tracks out, and I'm, you know, preparing to give them this, you know, these little riddles, and I got a $1 million bill I want to put on the table and say, whoever solves a riddle first gets $1 million. And so I'm getting all ready, and I see Carl talking to him like, hey, man, that's my group. And so what happened is he's walking by, and one of the teenagers said, hey, say silk 5 times fast. So he's like, silk, 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 silk. And they're like, what do cows drink? And he knew it was water, but just to play along, he said milk. And they laughed, and he's like, hey, I got a question for you. And so this thing came, and I was kind of on the side praying, and so I came in later, and we all had like these different tracks. So they all walked away with like 5 different tracks. As soon as we pull out another one, they're like, you have more of those? I'm like, sure. And then we pull out a different one and give them to one person. Wow, like, can you have more of those? And so there's a God-ordained moments. God really brings people to us when we are looking for those opportunities. And we had just prayed, God, show us who it is that you'd like us to meet tonight. And they approached us. So these things happen. Don't be surprised. It's a dangerous prayer to say, God, let me talk to somebody or open up a door. Now, our particular ministry, well, like I say, we buy tracts from Living Waters. They've got some real good stuff. That's one of our primary sources for tracts. Friend of ours in Minnesota that helps us train people to talk about Jesus, he made this track called Are You a Good Person? It's an attractive cartoon. It basically walks you through exactly what we do when we talk to people about Jesus. But our ministry, we don't write tracks, but we do have a unique gospel track, which is a music CD. It was written by Mike Rios. And on this CD are 10 gospel tracks that are put to music. And Mike, I'd like you to just briefly introduce the 2 songs that you're going to do. There's 8 more on the CD. You can get them from us at cpmin.net. And I'd like you to share this,
sure,
please,
Brad.
Mike.
Well, basically, these 2 songs, the first one is called For the Goodness He Brings, and it was basically inspired by, you know, for a long time in my life, I had no relationship whatsoever with God, and through the trials and tribulations of life, I've come to recognize that it doesn't change the fact that God is good, and this song is specifically deals with that and the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the second song is called Love and Blood, and basically it's a brief scenario of my testimony and where love and justice meets at the cross for everyone who would humble themselves and receive the grace of God. So we'll start out with the goodness he brings.
Each and every day passing away, how else will they know if you and I don't show? Must be about the Father's business, so can I get a witness? Endue with power from on high, can you comprehend this? I got to preach the gospel to every living creature and let them know that Jesus Christ is the main feature. More than a teacher, ain't no limit for him. He could walk up on the water so we don't need to swim. Ascended up to heaven, but he's coming again to judge it quicker than dead, so repent of your sin. He said if you obey him, then you're truly his friend. He sees inside your heart, so you cannot pretend. In the end, if you end up in hell, oh well, should've listen to the word that the preacher tried to tell. Cause hell ain't like jail, you can never post bail. You're either saved or you're not, you're either pass or you fail. Oh well, who could tell if you're in or you're out? Place your faith in Jesus Christ and erase all the doubt. Men would praise his name, oh then men would praise the King for the goodness he brings. Oh, that man would praise his name. Oh, that man would praise the King for the goodness he brings. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, you gotta pray without ceasing each and every day. For God has given us his glory so that we may be one. If you wanna see my Father, then just look to his Son. The only way to meet him's at the foot of the cross. He'll leave the 99 for the one that was lost. The world is looking everywhere but the right place. They place their trust in their own works, but you know that's a waste. He is the bread of life, all it takes is one taste. You gotta drink the living water and you will receive grace. I can feel the Holy Ghost rising up in his place, as well abiding in his tree, love, hope, and faith. I'm depending on you, Lord, I love you so much. I pray that every sinner can feel your holy touch. It's more than a feeling, it's healing you're giving me. I will worship Jesus Christ for all eternity. Oh, that man would praise his name. Oh, that man would praise the King for the goodness he brings. Oh, that man would praise his name. Oh, that man would praise the King for the goodness he brings. You are holy, you are worthy, you are everything that we need. You are holy, you are worthy, you are everything that we need. Cry out to the Lord in your time of distress. He calms the stormy waters, then he cleans up the mess. Oh, that man, we're praising for the goodness he brings. I'm calling out the prostitutes, crooks, and dope fiends. You gotta come unto him and receive a new life. Christ is the husband and the church is his wife. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I will be with him forever once I take my last breath. I'm showing you the way through the straight narrow gate. Few there be that find it, cause there's no room for hate. You gotta love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It's through his holy power that I'm flowing his flow. I've been delivered from my demons, so I'm letting you know. Receive his grace and mercy, either friend or his foe. Praise his holy name for the goodness he brings. You never find true joy in material things. Oh, that man would praise his name. Oh, that man would praise the King for the goodness he brings. Oh, that man would praise his name. Oh, that man would praise the King for the goodness he brings. You are holy, you are worthy, you are everything that we need. You are holy, you are worthy, you are everything that we need.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. God, why did you create me and put me on this earth? They say I've been a sinner ever since my birth. I didn't ask to be here or for this life. All I wanna do is have fun. All I feel is pain and strife. Death surrounds me, there's never enough money. I'm running in this rat race trying to feed my baby's tummy. So if you're really there, do you even care? Let me drown in this liquor, let me smoke my life away. My mind is perverted, what else can I say? There's a voice inside my head, I can hear him crystal clear. He's saying go ahead and pull the trigger, ain't no point in being here. They won't miss you, they'll just diss you. That'll show them they should've cared, yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is you're responsible. So why do I feel so accountable? Speak to me, God, let me know if you really love me. Cause I'm tired of this world, I feel like there's no hope unless I'm puffing dope or snorting coke. Can you hear me? I'm calling out your name. Is it me or am I the one to blame?
Fix your eyes on the Lord above. He will sustain you with his love. Your heart on the Lord up above.
You're right, my child, I did create you and put you on this earth. As a matter of fact, I made this whole universe, and I did it by the power of the words I speak. I see the pain inside your heart and the truth you seek. I'm real, so you don't need to doubt it, but the love I feel for you made me do something about it. I sent my son down to this earth, and he became just like you. He knows all the shame and the pain you're going through. He lived a sinless life, though he was tempted in all ways. He kept himself pure because he knew a faithful day he would give his life to pay a debt he didn't know, to pay for each and every sin. That's what you need to know. He was beaten, he was whipped, spit on, and crucified. Why have you forsaken me? Was the words he cried. There he hung all alone, and eventually he died. And he did this for you, I testify.
Fix your eyes on the Lord above. He will sustain you with his love. His love, yeah. Fix your heart on the Lord up above. All things new with his blood. His blood, yeah.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to pay the price for all sin and put the devil on a run. High priest of my confession, blotting out my transgression. I'm not ashamed to claim his name. His word is perfection. He is more than just atonement, elemental component with the power to devour and knock out the opponent. It's just a matter of time for his kingdom will come, but until that very day on that and his will be done. So Father, give us revelation. There's no more separation between creator and creation. Spiritual elevation, prayer, fast, and supplication in every situation. Therefore we must go out now and make disciples of all nations.
Fix your eyes on the Lord above.
Music. There's more power in God's word, and putting them together, it's an effective tool. Very effective gospel track. I really like what Mike does in that second song. And you just hear the despair that I know that he felt. I know there's points in my life that I felt. Just recently, speaking to a woman at an office I used to work at, and she said she's concerned about her son and his friends because one of his good friends recently committed suicide. And I just wish that he could have heard that song and heard the despair and the accusing of God and the feeling of hopelessness, and then hearing God's response. I created you, created this universe, and understand what you're going through. Understand, and I did something about it. Something I wish that all the teenagers in the town I live in could hear, because I know that teenagers go through this, especially at that age, a difficult time in their lives. Encourage you to talk to some of the teens around you and see, do you ever feel that hopelessness and wondering, you know, is life worth going on with? Do you ever feel like it's not? Or do you have friends who feel that way? I would imagine every teenager you talk to would know somebody who feels that. And they need to know about Jesus. They need to hear this. So this is a unique type of gospel track that Mike Rios has developed, and just I think can be a huge blessing to my friends and family, especially those who are not involved in a church, maybe even those who don't even really understand who Jesus is. I encourage you to check it out. I think in hearing that, you can understand the effectiveness of a gospel track. And through music, it's very powerful, but also through the written word, it is a powerful thing. I'd mentioned a bit ago about the track that we often use. It's called Are You a Good Person? And our church set a goal of passing out 10,000 of these this year, and we found out we could do 3,000 in 3 hours. I realized that goal is way low. We should go for 50. And as a ministry, we're working with churches. At this point, we're looking at a goal of 250,000 tracts to give out, and that tract specifically, and for a couple reasons. One is that it's colorful, it's attractive, and it really pulls the reader into identifying with the character in the tract that, hey, you know, I'm a pretty good person, you know, compared to Hitler, compared to Saddam Hussein, compared to some of these other people. I'm an angel, I'm a saint. But God doesn't grade on a curve. He grades on the Ten Commandments. So this and the other tracts we use help people understand that we fall short. And it's not a matter of just like God being disappointed. It's the God's wrath for sin is so intense that the punishment is eternity in hell. And helping people understand that is so important, because the gospel means nothing if they don't. So I encourage you to check that track out. Check out some others. They are effective. Kristen talked about the bus driver, and it's like, what a cool story where you get to see the fruit. I don't know if there's another story that either of you guys have in the past where you've seen the effectiveness in passing something out.
You know, when I was first passing them out, I was a little skeptical. Do people really read these? So I was out at a Trader Joe's one day. I was passing some tracks out. And so I just said, I'm going to just go sit in my vehicle. And I knew this guy was waiting for his wife to come out of Trader Joe's. And so I sat in my vehicle to watch. And I watched him, and he read the whole track. When she came out, she sat down. He showed it to her. She read through the track. So people read these tracks. They do.
Yeah, it's true. That happened to us one time too. It was during the middle of the day, and there was a fundraiser going on at a biker bar. So we were going to be bold and hand out some tracts. So we went in, and I think we ordered a Coke or something and left quickly. But before we did, we handed a tract to the waitress. And as we were walking out, I turned around and looked, and she was reading it and then hollered, "Thank you," as we were going out the door. So they get read. Seeds get planted.
That's awesome. One of my favorite ways to distribute tracts is put them on car windows right above the lock on the driver's side. And we were able to do, a couple friends and I, we did about 1,000, and I think it was less than an hour. I mean, they just really went quick. It's a lot of fun. You get your exercise, you get your cardiovascular going, and you're doing a good thing. You know, you're sowing seed. And I'm not exactly sure what happened with those, but again, is this, are you a good person? Because what's cool about the track is that it teaches Christians how to witness. It goes step by step. And, you know, when we give them to people, I'm sometimes, you know, we'll talk to them about Jesus sometimes too. We go a little further than just giving out the track. I'm like, do you think you could do this? And some are saying yes, and some are saying no. I was like, read through that track 3 or 4 times, and I bet you'll do better than you think. You can just follow that pattern. But we had passed out 1,000 of these, and I got an email like the next day. And it's interesting because this is a friend of mine who I had contacted about a year earlier and said, hey, you know, let's go out and let's go tell people about Jesus, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to use the Ten Commandments. And he's like, no. He's like, I have no interest in doing that. And the night after we dropped these tracks, he shoots me an email and says, I got your track and I want to go out with you and go talk to people about Jesus. And so it's like, you know, here's a Christian, and he now, we went out for the first time, maybe it was 3 months ago, and he is our most faithful mentor here in the Dallas area. He's out every Thursday during his lunch hour. We went out with him last night, passing out some tracks and talking to people, and he's like, yeah, I've been out, was it like 3 times in the last 4 days or something? It's like, yes. So, you know, if we had not placed those tracks on those cars, I had not talked to this friend. And, you know, it was a year earlier that I called him because I thought he might be interested. It was probably 2 years prior to that that he and I had talked. So Wow. It was like that reunion, just really awesome.
You know, one thing I was going to say, it's the beauty of the gospel track is that it has the gospel on it. So if you get stuck with not knowing what to say, just read the tract with the person, and it has the gospel on it. So that's why they're so awesome.
Yeah, we were out one time in a mall talking to some people, and a friend had, she's like, oh man, I just botched it with this guy. So I was like, this one particular man. And as she was talking to him, she's like, I just messed up. And I was like, well, you left him a track, right? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, well, let me go clean up the mess here. And just talked to him a little bit and gave him a track and walked off. And like Kristen said, the gospel's there and you mess up, but mm-hmm. they have something right there in writing with them. And some people will question, you know, what are these really effective? And I think, you know, just from what we've seen ourselves, mm-hmm. we have seen the effectiveness. This is something that is also in the book, The School of Biblical Evangelism. The thing's as big as a phone book. It's got 101 lessons in it. It's great. It's really good. And here's something about the effectiveness of tracts out of lesson number 29. Never underestimate the power of a gospel tract. After George Whitefield read one called The Life of God in the Soul of a Man, he said, God showed me I must be born again or be damned. He went on to pray, Lord, if I am not a Christian, or if I'm not a real one, for Jesus' sake, show me what Christianity is, that I may not be damned at last. Then his journal tells us, from that moment did I know that I must become a new creature. A Christian book relates the true story of a diver who saw a piece of paper clutched in the shell of an oyster. The man grabbed it, found that it was a gospel tract, and said, I can't hold out any longer. His mercy is so great that he has caused his word to follow me even to the bottom of the ocean. God used a tract to save the man. He also used a tract to save one of the great missionaries, Hudson Taylor, as well as innumerable others. I'd like to thank Kristen for coming to us from Minneapolis. We just picked Kristen up on the way to the airport and came straight to the recording studio. Alan came in yesterday and came in from Phoenix, Arizona. And just what a pleasure to have these two special friends here with us for this special recording. We will now close this teaching time with a testimony from Charles Spurgeon. Charles, we've shared our stories, but this is pretty cool to hear this from Charles Spurgeon's perspective, very well-known preacher of years back. I well remember distributing tracts in a town in England where tracts had never been distributed before, and going from house to house and telling in humble language the things of the kingdom of God. I might have done nothing if I had not been encouraged by finding myself able to do something. Tracts are adapted to those persons who have but little power and little ability, but nonetheless wish to do something for Christ. They may not have the tongue of the eloquent, but they may have the hand of the diligent. They cannot stand and preach, but they can stand and distribute here and there these silent preachers. They may buy their 1,000 tracks, and these they can distribute broadcast. I look upon the giving away of a religious tract as only the first step for action, not to be compared with many another deed done for Christ. But were it not for the first step, we might never reach to the second. But that first attained, we are encouraged to take another. And so at the last, there is a real service of Christ in the distribution of the gospel in its printed form, a service the result of which heaven alone shall disclose, and the judgment day alone discover. How many thousands have been carried to heaven instrumentally upon the wings of these tracts, none can tell. I might say, if it were right to quote such a scripture, the leaves were for the healing of the nations. Verily they are so. Scattered where the whole tree could scarcely be carried, the very leaves have had a medicinal and a healing virtue in them, and the real word of truth. The simple statement of a Savior crucified and of a sinner who shall be saved by simply trusting in the Savior has been greatly blessed, and many thousand souls have been led into the kingdom of heaven by this simple means. Let each one of us, if we have done nothing for Christ, begin to do something now. The distribution of tracts is the first thing.
Please pray with me one more time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for giving us this opportunity to learn about giving away your gospel tracts and sharing your message with people around us. Lord, today we pray for strength, for your power in our lives, to give us that strength to go up to someone we don't know and to hand them a tract, or to set it down in a restaurant or a public place. Help us to go outside ourselves and to realize that the only thing we should fear is you. To reach out and to share your love and your message with the people around us. Give us the power of your Spirit. Amen.
Falling short of your glory, gone my own way, needing you to restore me. So believe me when I pray, Jesus, they need you desperately, they do. They need you desperately, they do. Yeah. Oh, no. Turn it from my own way. Placing my trust in you, repenting of my sins, Lord. Please make me someone new. Jesus, they need you desperately, they do. Oh, Jesus.
generational curse, destined for failure from the cradle to the hearse, rejecting the truth, being blinded by a lie, living without a purpose, just wishing that I would die, a slave to my sin, trapped in iniquity, hate in my heart filled with hostility, stuck in between a rock and that hard place, believing in them suckers running in a paper chase, no peace in my life, no joy in my heart, anything I try to build would steadily fall apart, almost to the breaking point, just wishing that it would end, but right on time, Jesus Christ stepped in. Jesus, they need you, desperately they do, I'm calling on your name, Lord, Jesus, they need you. I'm just calling on my Lord, cause I know that He hears me. Think what you wanna think about me. Say what you wanna say about me. Do what you wanna do to me now. Jesus, we're calling on your name, Lord. Think what you wanna think about me. Say what you wanna say about me. Do what you wanna do to me. I'm just calling on my Lord, cause I know that He hears me. Think what you wanna think about me. Say what you wanna say about me. Do what you wanna do to me now. Jesus, they need.